Hello and welcome to the AirShare podcast. It is Friday, April 5th, 2024. You've got Boris and Jeff here, and we're recording from our office in Midtown Manhattan, New York City. We're going to run through all the great new stuff that the team released last month. I'll hand it over to Jeff to kick us off.
Thanks, Boris. Yes, in New York City, we just had a little earthquake, which is unusual for this location, this part of the world. But let's get into what we released last month. So a lot of fun stuff. Let's start off with a really nice one, Instagram collaborators. So what this is that Instagram, if you, say, publish a video, a reel, and you want to now invite somebody else to be a collaborator, you can do that through your mobile app. Now, via the API, AirShare's API, you can now invite up to three users, Instagram users, to be collaborative. So what happens is you invite up to three. They will receive a notification through their messaging saying, do they want to accept or decline the invite? When they accept, they can be a collaborator now on this video. Now, just be sure that you are inviting people who are likely to accept. Otherwise, Instagram will not like this. And you don't want to keep inviting like Taylor Swift nonstop unless she's going to accept. So that is a great feature. And you can also then also have another API call to pull the status if somebody did accept or declined the invite. Next up, Google Business Profile. So Google Business Profile is a great feature we have that we've enhanced now with even more data available. So now you can, when you get the info about this connected Google Business Profile account, you can get the map, place ID, links through the reviews, whole bunch of other data. So that's really good to have. You do have to relink Google Business Profile to have this information, but once your user does relink, you can pull all this new data. Up next is Facebook page, Instagram, and Google Business Profile locations. So when your users use the link account linking page to authorize their social networks, you get a little pop-up for Instagram, Facebook, and Google Business Profile of which page or location you want to link. Now, let's say, for example, if you have a bunch of restaurants, they're all named the same. They're only differentiated by their location. Now you can, through the user profile settings page, turn on so the location is actually shown. So it allows your user to differentiate which location or page they want to link. So you can turn that on again through the user profiles settings page. Up next is Facebook profile analytics. So now for the Facebook analytics, you can choose up to four quarters of data return, defaults to one, but you can choose up to four quarters, a whole year of data. And you can even now return the daily analytics. So previously it's always aggregated across that time period. Now you can say, I want it on a daily basis. So a lot of data, but you can now pull that and maybe show in the graph, whatever you want to do within your app. Next is Facebook history. So previously when you got all posts, even those outside of AirShare, stories were not shown. Now stories are included. So if you have stories, they should now show up. And remember, they only appear for 24 hours. And next one I'll mention is a social linking page. So this is, again, that page where your user links their social accounts and authorizes them. Now you can actually do a more advanced setting where you can have a redirect URL that when your user closes the social linking page, the originating page can be redirected. For example, let's say you put on your app a little button that says link your social accounts. User clicks that. Pop-up happens. They then link their accounts, click close. You can now, once that is closed, you're originating and within your app page that had that social account linking button, automatically redirect it to maybe a confirmation or another message you want to give. Okay, I'm going to turn it back over to Boris now for a couple other updates.
Thanks, Jeff. I'll just run through a few more here. We have a nice upgrade to our reviews capabilities, so you can get reviews from Google and Facebook. And previously, you were able to reply to the Google reviews, and now you can also reply to the Facebook reviews. I'm going to move on to an upgrade to a couple upgrades on our Instagram capabilities. So we have the ability to display when your Instagram followers are online. So this is broken up into 1 hour segments, and you can see when the actual followers of your user are online on Instagram to help optimize the time for when they should be posting. And now we've enhanced the time format that's returned to the UTC format. And we also have an upgrade to the Instagram carousel capabilities. Now you can publish both videos and images in a single carousel, and you can combine up to 10 total images and videos in that carousel. And finally, TikTok captions now support line breaks with the slash N character. And let me just touch on a couple of blog articles that we published last month. We have a nice write-up on the Instagram Collaborator API that Jeff went through. So there's a nice tutorial on the blog that you can follow along if you want to see how that works. And we also have an article, which is a no-code tutorial video, which explains how you can use Bubble with Airshare to get public social media analytics data on notable personalities like rock stars, for example. That's our update for this month. Join us again next month for another set of updates. Thanks.